for my room.
That's whack my head. Chaos.
I was playing English.
Yeah.
But I looked up. What? Cosmo's walking away.
Chaos, group hurts. Good, finish.
Okay, I got some ring magic out of it. They were
nice guys.
We couldn't stay. They were doing all of our plans about. And then we're going to betray your king, and then we're going to do this, and then we're going
to
do that.
I tried to kill their king, I really did.
Not like we were in the damn woods and they were just hanging out with us. As long as that was the case, they could hang around.
I'm going to have to kill that fool, I think.
You stay away from that fool. I'll have to kill you if you kill that fool.
I don't know anything about it.
I'm going to kill the king so I can get the fool.
Maybe you both can spring your traps at the same moment.
I almost got that king. I was so fucking close to getting that king, and then the fool would have been mine.
Hey.
I don't care whose he is.
Okay, first of all, everybody make a command roll.
I just don't think I've got lots of anti-itch cream.
This would be command department, if you have it.
Maybe like department. Command starship. There are some sacrifices that have to be made. Itch and cream is one of them.
Five. It'll spend my 7 points on something. I'm going to buy my presents at 4.
12.
Oh. Well, you said we can raise things to 3 without a problem?
Yep.
Let's see if there's anything I want to raise to 3.
5, 6.
Now roll administration.
Everybody? That was like some type of cheat or something.
Oh, this is our improvement roll.
Is it logistics?
No.
Oh my god, I just rolled that wrong. I rolled that last one wrong.
Okay.
Who's administering presence?
Command.
Int.
I roll int. Is it logic or perception?
Just int.
Okay.
For which one? Command?
Yeah, I rolled presence. I rolled the command number of dice.
The command's presence.
Uh-huh. Okay, I do worse. You get a 4.
Right.
Admin, Kevin, 6.
And did you say logistics counts?
No.
Admin. Admin, starship personnel?
7.
This time, no. I think last time.
Okay.
7.
Like every little week.
7.
So 7 for 8, 3, 4.
Robbed. I was robbed.
Instruction. That's a skill, right?
Yes, it's a present skill. The teaching specialty?
Yes.
6. Not sure what else instruction does, but...
5.
Eight.
Okay, and then you can roll any one skill that is part of your job.
It's horrid.
Okay, was that in the end? Even the ass, what's your roll?
14.
I'm 15, sorry.
Jesus. That was
sensors. Everyone knows that I'm the king of sensors. I just give the sensors mindset and the numbers come out 6s.
The clear one's wild also.
Ship rolls environmental control instead, and then the whole ship would be comfortable.
9.
I'd have like the system set up where it went to 70 as I walked through passages and went back to uncomfortable temperatures when I left.
8.
have to figure out where to go and stuff. They can pre-warm it before you get there.
Well, it's an adverb and good as an adjective.
You know, I don't know what either of those things are.
Good modifies nouns, such as a good steak, and well modifies verbs, such as well rolled. Such as, you know, a marijuana. That's a good way to remember it. You don't have a good roll marijuana, you have well rolled. You won't forget it now.
Marijuana. everybody make an int or presence. No. Whichever one you
want. Can you add any specialty?
No special.
I have a suspicion this will be a 6 or a 12.
5.
I was wrong.
It's an 11.
Yeah. I got an 11, Kevin.
Wow. Yeah, 4. Okay. Cannot hold
that today. I apparently can. It's a great skill. Yeah. I think I can stomach another one of these now.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah, they are. You won me over that day you brought them over. But they're very, very, very sweet. Very, very sweet.
They're wrong.
I'm sure they're all pretty good.
They're pretty good, but they have those non-dangerous kind of eggs.
This is good. I mean, I don't look up this type of thing as an optimist, so I figure that the cookies are innately good.
I just figure that
they don't want to get sued. And I also figure that I'm young enough and large enough where if it poisons me, it'll just give me the shit as opposed to killing me.
Yeah.
When you're 8, you might want to read these.
Yeah. That's something like Jack LaLanne.
Jack LaLanne. He's some famous healthy old guy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Does everyone bow down before me and make me the new captain of the ship?
Well, the ship. As he's the commander of the ship, you know. You're patrolling your usual zone.
I get to sit in the big chair now, don't I?
Oh, yeah.
Ensign, set the temperature to 70 degrees.
Yes, sir.
Warmer. There are some other people like it at 68.
Man.
I'm the furry creature. So, who are you going to have? Well, where are you going to sign these two?
What do you want?
After Cole.
Okay. What do you want?
I want a chair.
I'll take Cole. We need presenters.
Mm-hmm. I'll give Vincent the other drops.
I've been reading. Newest evidence suggests that Starfleet personnel now have weaker nervous systems due to some sort of vitamin deficiency, and now they can actually die from heavy sun.
Really? You should be careful of that heavy sun and perhaps invent a new phaser which is slightly less powerful so that does not happen.
I think it's really the only way.
Scientific evidence meaning that they've been lining up Starfleet personnel and repeatedly heavily sunning them and calculating how many die.
Apparently it's not as rare as you might. Next we're going to wind up pistol whipping doesn't improve morale.
What?
So don't worry, they haven't found that. That was just a joke.
I don't suppose you have season 2 of The Sopranos on tape.
No,
I don't. Speaking of pistol whipping. Kevin?
I don't know what show.
It's too bad. It's a great show.
Best
line I've ever seen in any TV show that I've refrained from putting it in my dust sink to avoid offending people.
Is this the one about Big Pussy?
It was cunnilingus and psychiatry that brought us to this. Which is more enjoyable once you've seen the season and understand that it's an utterly true statement.
Mm-hmm. I have heard lots of good things about that show, but I don't know. I could borrow one of my friends and DVDs that I could find.
Do that.
Good. You're patrolling. Well, you can make a sensor roll.
What happened on that other shift? You can tell me.
Party!
Well, pretty much the same as on this shift, except some of the departments are more competent, some are less.
Overall,
so while I'm asleep, things happen every week that could kill me?
Yeah. Oh, we have great adventures on that shift, too. I never get to actually play them out, but...
Oh man!
Whoa!
You get
minus one because I'm in command too.
I think
well, damn! I just have to re-roll this.
Why do you re-roll?
Because I had too many dice there.
Oh, good.
8, 9.
All right.
Right, I was going to raise a skill.
Actually, I guess that's what communications officer says she's getting a distress signal. Always a distress signal.
Put it on the
other week.
Put it on the main.
A lot of static. Distress.
Can you clean that up?
Okay.
Get the Windex.
Try and clean that up, Crystal.
All Federation starships. Emergency assistance. Dulac 4 colony.
The what?
Dulac 4 colony. Under attack.
Cool. Crystal has the Windex app sale.
Yeah.
Help. Set course for the Delta 4 colony. Engage. Max work.
Max
Warp. Say Max Space Warp, not Max Eric Warp. Okay. What is that, like 9?
9.2. 9.2 is Max 6. Let's raise. I mean, you can go higher, it's just higher chance. Okay.
I consider 9 to be Max Space Warp, so 9.
Checklist. When someone says Max Warp.
Well, this person says
Dave Morgan. Chad means 9. Eric means 9.21.
2019.
So it'll take about a day to get that. Actually, this is the only one at 9. Yeah, like a day.
Where we go.
Well, next shift would come out.
Can we try and get data on this plant that we're going to?
Sure.
What's your character's name, Dave?
Dinor Pritham.
That's right, Dinor. Dinor, try and get some data on this plant we're hanging to.
Well, doing the what now?
Okay, man.
I should be running.
I start looking it up from my security console.
Okay, you can make a computer research roll.
Computer research, eh? what is that, intellect? Great dad, son.
It's computer specialized in research and it's intellect.
Intellect plus perception.
Oh, nice. Seven. Gosh, what should I raise? What should I raise?
Seven. I guess you get all this kind of stuff.
That was apparently the correct question, since Kevin has a thing prepared.
Yeah. Small unit tactics?
What you learn, Lena?
Oh.
Just leave me alone! But too much.
Ooh. Federation Porter near the neutral zone. The Romulus. Nitrogen, oxygen, atmosphere. Subtropical. Class M planet. Oh shit, it's a penal colony.
Next shift, there is a there's been a complaint about the SC. Facilities department.
Okay.
See, you're using your mind powers to influence.
Really? Okay.
The next question should be, am I?
So who's complaining?
Who's am I dragged into the captain or what's going on?
You go up to talk to the SO. Whatever his name is. So he says, there's been a complaint last year. So
there was no complaint last year.
Okay.
So people quickly reading their minds and using their information.
That's ridiculous.
It's possible.
So,
rules do not allow me to.
Okay, so, well, that's a really hard thing to either prove or disprove.
True.
It was Chris, wasn't it?
So, can't
we all be sure that Oh, today's problems in medical lab week.
So, what can we do about you? So you're saying you're not doing it, and how can you prove it?
No. I'm saying I'm not doing it, but how can I prove I'm not? Say, I'm a little disturbed that, you know, nobody in the group.
Well, it's not so much, I mean, you know, we trust you. You know, you're a commanding officer. Definitely would be putting things unbalanced in his way.
I'm a little disturbed that, you know, someone in my group didn't have, like, it was kind of
funny. You know, the accusations and the problem will go away.
Huh?
Just let me, you just don't let me know who's making the accusations and the problem will go away.
So, it's just, you know, we decided, right now we're not going to pursue this, obviously. You could do this, but it signifies as a problem in this department.
Yeah, I'm saying, all right, there is.
Somehow handle.
You haven't been having enough parties.
Guess not.
Or enough visiting lectures. Those are what really binds departments together.
I think the problem is it feels too nice.
Okay, so then, you know, you go on your way. What are you from?
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, we're apparently going to...
Everybody out.
We're apparently going to a penal colony that is used, among other things, to hold large numbers of arriving criminals. It's a very inhospitable planet. They apparently don't even bother putting walls around the prison because people who go out and meet the local flora and fauna don't tend to come back. Fauna is the Dawaki mud viper, which is one of the most venomous creatures in the galaxy. And there's also some ancient mines from an unknown race, which are uninteresting. And archaeologists have found few artifacts there.
I just believe that they're uninteresting.
That is why.
It's the whole adventure right there. If they were uninteresting, they wouldn't even be mentioned.
I have the communication ensign to notify the planet that we're on our way and to try and ask for more specific information on the problem.
Okay.
I ask engineering to divert power to communications for this task.
It's amazing that
the bonus point.
It's amazing that, you know, we get a distress signal, we set a course for, you know, planet food 3 days away, and during all the other shifts, no one decides to, like, change course.
Other
get their own distress signal.
It's always the reverse. It's always really close by, so just go out of the way for a couple hours.
Oh, it's like if we're going somewhere to solve an emergency, then they have, like, you know, alien binaries trying to take over the ship, or sentient life energy vampires killing the crew, and stuff like that.
This is over the course of, like, a couple months.
Energy vampire. So, that sounds serious. So,
Right. So the ensign puts you, is able to establish communication with the colony. Largely. She says secret. They seem to be silent. Should I try?
Yes. And continue telling them we're on the way.
Okay.
Did you continue asking what the problem is?
Yeah.
Okay. I think the problem is going to be a prison revolt, isn't it? That's my guess.
Eventually, you know, after 15
years. Man, it's... shit, wait. Rioting prisoners. You're allowed to heavy stun those, aren't you?
Well, they're usually tough. Otherwise, they would take a long time.
Right. That's reasonable, right? And I don't think there have been any studies on the death rate among prisoners.
Case by case basis, use your best judgment.
Okay. Let's see. Maybe I should.
Like 15 minutes later, we've established visual communication with guys sort of grooming in
George.
Like, sort of looks like that, except older.
I raised small unit tactics.
Okay. Here comes that. Elrath Thane here. So look for Eagle Colony.
Greetings, this is Lieutenant J.G. Clancy Evans of the USS Discovery. Can we please know what the problem is so that we can take care of it? We are in route.
Problem? No problem here.
Oh.
Everything's fine.
Mother's maiden name, please.
We have a core reactor leak. We got it locked down now.
Mother's maiden name, please.
Gertrude.
I look.
Yeah.
Must have been some type of miscommunication, solar flare, or something like that. Sorry to bother you.
What's happening?
Would you say the gun to your head is on 7? Heavy 7. The recent studies have shown that heavy 7 actually may be deadly about 1/30th of the time. You a big fella, are you?
No, he's charged. Thank you, Anson. Sorry for the trouble.
Okay.
Increase warning to 9.2.
Okay.
What do we know about that guy?
He is the second in charge of the call. So the warden. Warden Wolver.
I'm starting to believe that there might be a prison break going on.
Yeah.
And I'll rotate sort of the head administrator.
So, I'm thinking when we go down there, I should be wearing that combat suit. Yeah? Looks a lot like a football helmet.
Let's wait and see.
Oh, okay.
Definitely have it prepped, though.
Okay.
So we increase warp to 9.2.
9.2? Alright, so you get there later on toward the end of your trip.
I'm gonna work on creating a medium stem phaser.
Okay. Roll engineering system, I believe.
Either logic or perception.
After all.
8.
You succeed in boosting the medium setting by 2 points.
What's that? 2D plus 6 now or something? No, that's not
2D plus 6.
Woohoo, 2D plus 6.
What a big difference.
So that's 13 instead of 11 average.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 4 double D energy cuts.
Suck.
Well, it's a problem the Federation has been working on for centuries. You can't expect to get right.
Sure. When I get time again, I'll take a heavy stem and move it down instead of a light stem and move it up.
Okay.
So once we come into the system, I'd like to start scanning for ships.
Okay.
Eight.
So you like unobtrusively do this, or yeah? What is the usual sensor officer trying to do? That? I'm doing very fast.
I was taking sensors.
Oh, okay. So there's nobody at sensor. All right. So 8. No other ships.
Actually, yes. Instead of small unit tactics, I'm going to raise phaser.
Okay.
Okay. No other ships. Bring us into high orbit around the planet, trying to remain undetectable from surface-bound sensors.
Check. Cloak and do it.
That would be illegal.
Well, you can roll a health. Perhaps you'll find something.
Find a little hand set.
Yeah.
Or not. Six.
Yeah, in this state. That's probably the best use you want.
Let's do a scan of the penal colony and see what things are looking like down there.
Okay.
Bye.
So nine, so you scan the compound. There are nine, about 100 people. Platforms moving around. Actually, most of them seem to be congregated in civility. And then there's some moving around.
So, how many people were there supposed to be in the peanut colony?
It says on the sheet of the news.
25. 430 prisoners and a staff of 36. That's suspicious.
Yeah, they're all mostly not there.
One of the buildings seems to be empty. Like, the hospital. The hospital administration building is there. Yeah, it's too there.
And where are they concentrated?
Most of them seem to be there.
Okay, let's do a wipe at the end of the plan and see if there's people running around in the wilderness.
Okay.
How many people are we able to find?
100. They're supposed to be closer to 450.
Water scan, we get.
How about the prisoners?
Yeah, that's their prisoners or staff. There's supposed to be 430 prisoners and 36 staff.
Oh, well, they must be some prisoners then.
Yeah.
But he was talking about barracks. I mean, prisoners. You talking about cell block or barracks?
Sure. It's not a prison.
Because they can't really wander out into the wilderness because they just die.
It's pretty hard. You spot a small group, of people, about 5 kilometers west.
How small?
A couple of them.
Would you call that a click by any chance?
Bigger than a click.
So what you think? We got a couple of dozen which we could try and assess the situation with, but they'd still outnumber the number of people I feel comfortable bringing down.
They probably don't have weapons. Wait, why don't you close scan them and see if they have weapons?
Good call. I close scan them and see if the couple dozen have weapons.
Okay.
Yes.
So, you pick up half a dozen weapons.
Are they all like male? Is this a male field calling?
No.
They just said that that's a sexist, which is why they have two bears.
But they have three. What's that mean?
Well, I mean, one of the four
staff.
One of the staff.
So, what do you think? We approached a couple of dozen who aren't in the colony right now?
Sure.
How many security should we bring?
How many non-security do we need?
I think there's me and the counselor might be a good choice.
Yeah, that would be excellent.
I don't know. You said there are six people with weapons?
There are six weapons.
Six weapons. One person might have them all.
Yeah, it's hard to
know. So, assume six people have weapons. We would need to get the drop on them.
So, you get a message from the deal phone. Can you help, sir?
Put them on screen.
Okay, there's a 40-ish individual being killed. This is Warden Mulholland. Why are you here? May I ask who is this?
This is Lieutenant J.G. Clancy of the USS Discovery.
And what is the purpose of your visit?
Routine. Is there anything we can do for you while we're here?
No.
I don't think I checked the lock, so I can leave that for Warden.
Okay.
I don't think that we'll be bothering you then. Do you have any interesting new word on the mines?
They are still working fine.
That's what I expected. We shall see. If there's nothing I can do for you,
okay.
Thank you.
Alright.
The mines.
Oh, there's just some mines on the planet. I was trying to give an excuse for why we might be here without actually saying we were here for that.
Well, that... There... I mean, that... could possibly be where the other 300 are.
Ah, good call.
If this is the day shift, then presumably we can watch in 8 hours or 12 hours or something, and we'll see.
Well, the mines, I don't think we're being anything done to come by the prisoners. They're actually on another continent. Some archaeologists were investigating it. But let's swoop over to that other continent and scan the mines.
Okay.
Bye.
Let's see, the mines. Does it say the mines are being used by the colonists? No, I don't think so. You got a few people. Pretty faint. Up to the little surface.
Who are they? You could talk to the miners.
Those are some work sites with active mining.
I'm pretty sure the mines are supposed to be next to the camp.
The ancient mines are what I'm interested in, which are on the other continent.
Okay. A little wrong.
Federation archaeological teams have thoroughly cataloged the site. Little of them.
Okay.
Well, there's no teeth there now. Well, we could talk to the miners and ask them what's going on.
Well, it's different. There are some mines next to the field. They send their people.
There's two mines. There's old mines and new mines.
There's the old mines that are abandoned.
Well, be sure. Let's go talk to the 24.
Okay. So how many security do you offer? How many are available on the ship? Usually like 5 or something? 4?
I believe I said... Well, for sure.
You do keep changing it.
Because he's trying to keep multiple of 6. So, I'm thinking 2 plus 1 or 2.
How many you want, you know?
Well, there are 3 of us.
Any shows in that condition?
Shit, I'm just about 6.
Okay, that's a lot.
Well, we're gonna be trying to steer down 6 of them with guns.
Fair enough.
I was trying to figure out how the least number I could possibly think I should bring. It seemed to be about 6.
Okay. 4 people.
How the hell did I just get a voicemail message?
Okay, so you go to security plus U3?
Yeah.
One of these, they seem to be in a... some kind of sort of cabin system. More or less. See the big into the cabin outside at the entrance. Going farther away.
Can't be down. The shuttle.
Yeah, that's right. We have to take the shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
Sure you can't
gone down. Maybe a mile out.
Okay.
So there, can you get up some medical supplies for us?
It's
viper repellent, viper repellent, anti-venom.
It's
definitely
anti-venom. It's in a mine.
No.
They're in some type of cavern.
It's like a hill.
Anyone spending much time outside the penal colony complex will likely soon find himself covered with rashes, blisters, and painful infestations.
You want to land between
a
colony of them or on the other side?
Other side. Okay.
Okay. So now you are now a kilometer away from there. Okay. Okay.
So, can I bring the football pads?
Sure. Yes, I might even suggest wearing them.
I'll have me and the security team wear the football pads.
Okay. It's pretty hot. Oh, you two. Fitness has worked out really well.
Oh, this is either a bad atmosphere or something?
No.
Fitness.
Great.
Four.
So. So, with your increased workload?
We're tired.
Well, Tiana's a bit more tired. So. Might as well go on.
Wow, that is a bit tired. It's like you're half as good.
I would cripple a normal person.
It won't be able to pull these shows.
Hi.
The armor, does it give you a negative or anything?
Yeah, coordination.
Okay. So you're 2 points or whatever? Four?
Four.
Sorry.
So you were resistance of what? 10?
Yeah.
There's still deep rises, you're still dead.
But my team only has resistance of 6.
So we can actually fly shuttles.
I can. You land left from. Unless, unless you want to. I mean, if you wanted to get close, it's quietly good. So. You land kind of far away. Okay, so it's a jungle flying, I guess.
Did you two bring the phasers?
Everybody has phaser suits?
Rifles. I'm just assuming not bring one, though.
Sure.
Security will bring rifles, so.
Okay.
I think phaser shoes might be better.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I bring
two medical.
Oh.
No,
I'm
not getting cut off. The burger stims.
No. Oh yeah, good point. Wait, I think I have stims.
Oh, somebody took them away.
Yeah, but I definitely
return those.
I definitely bring some anti-venom for the whatever she needs.
Okay.
Almost everything is venomous, so bring some wipes.
Just general.
Yes. Sure, but I bring some specifically just for the snakes that live on this planet that are the most deadly in the galaxy.
Okay. Everybody made planetary survival jungle rules.
Yeah, right. No, not about that one. We're a desert, I'd be okay.
Urban. Hey, my brother.
I did okay on my two remaining dice.
Is it perception or logic?
Yeah.
Perception.
Oh.
I can't roll a 6 on 5 dice.
Oh.
Neither can I.
6.
5.
12.
Okay.
No, 5.
What are the security guards? Just it.
Okay.
No.
You are weak!
because
aha, but I was prepared.
That's true. So it should be easy enough. One left.
Nine.
Okay. Keep saving them, but, you know,
your weakness will go on your record, soldier.
Pretty sick.
Yeah, you should go back. Yeah, mud
fight. Well, really move.
You can meet, they beam him up? Or do we lose initiative for that?
Medical emergency.
Beam him up.
So you can have him beamed up.
Alright, Ben. I saw what we just alluded to.
That was such a lucky mud pipe, the one of the most famous characters in the galaxy.
Don't be weak like Johnson. That's my advice to you.
Who it? Bit him in the Johnson? No.
Johnson's always been a girl.
No offense.
Hey, I'm a loser.
So you trek the 1 kilometer to the cave.
We call it a quick.
Alright. They make a fitness and your vitality.
Can I add toughness or anything?
No.
Okay. Fitness and vitality. Six.
Okay.
Wait, any skill? Athletics or anything?
No, it was just ignorant.
Okay.
So on the way to a security guard, he was dehydrated.
Okay.
You all got your bitter aid, boys, right?
God damn it, didn't I teach you better?
Do I think they need to go back to the ship too?
No, you can just go on.
Okay.
Just rehydrate them. They'll be a little less effective than usual.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about 2D-1?
Bunch of Nancy boys.
Give them a lot of flux because you got them all wearing those hockey suits.
They don't have to wear the hockey suits until we get to the game.
Although I will.
I drink my Federated.
That's refreshment. Mandarin orange flavor.
It's the only one that doesn't suck.
Alright, so you reach the cave entrance. Let's see. What's your order? Do you have scouts up in front or anything like that?
All scouts.
Scouts up in front? Okay, so make a perception roll. Perception.
Search perception. Is that, can I add my perception bonus to my intellect?
Yes.
Okay. Seems like a good moment for it. Uh, 14.
Okay.
There's the one.
So you stop at the edge and you see the cave mouth and then been hidden off to the side by the guard. One of each, but, you know, like looking around.
What do they look like?
Guards,
administrators, thugs.
Thugs.
They kind of love me.
don't think so.
Keep this prison. 2D plus 6.
Oh, actually, yeah, there's one.
I think the question is like visibly tough.
Yeah, visibly tough.
Mm. Well, alright.
Although, you know, they're not. I mean, they're looking around sort of. But not very attentively. Perception?
14.
Wow.
It's the highest possible. Well, for me.
So if you're watching the guards, Yeah. You also, you notice something. So there seems to be a couple of people looking at the gate, like security indicators. A couple of security guards.
So there are security guards looking at the cave like I am.
Yeah. And, you know, that's obviously for this one. You know, pointing at the door from the gate.
I'll wait for a couple of minutes to see if after they stop pointing they're going to shoot.
So after they stop, one of them goes farther back to the middle. Mm-hmm. A little bit more.
Sure.
Okay. So after a couple more minutes, more people come up.
How many?
You see. Oh, just half of them.
And they all look like they're guards?
Yes.
Huh. Can I communicate quietly to Shannon?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll communicate quietly to Shannon.
It's not a prison revolt. Maybe the words of this mean and cruel and heartless and abusing the prisoners.
Yeah, I'll tell you that there are prisoner types guarding a cave, and then there are like half a dozen guard types who seem to be getting ready to rush it.
Well, guards like guards from the...
They look like guards. I don't know.
Perhaps.
I mean, it's a pretty...
Perhaps they switch uniforms.
It's a pretty good... Well,
but the prison rule.
But do they look like they'd all be named Snake and whatever, Falco? or... You know, do they look like they're guards? Yeah. I mean, do they have tattoos on their face? Are they,
no, they don't,
you know, have ponytails to the middle or back?
No, are they wearing their shirts? They don't seem to be, rough-looking guys.
Okay. Yeah, it's like six queen tut types getting ready to go bust ass on a cave full of thugs.
I asked Crystal what she's sensing.
It's very hot,
she said.
Yeah.
I said, you should like this planet, it's all warm. Uh-huh, it's great. What emotions
are you make a receptive efficacy.
This is like never gets used for some
reason. I'll see if it sucks, I'm not sure.
Six.
Yeah, you're only anything.
How about the guards? Are they big?
Yeah, they're also big.
Well, I would suggest that we could go in and get a representative from each party to talk to us. Opinions?
And then they attack me again. Well, actually, we'll wait. I'll wait.
Well, let's discuss it a long time, and our plan will be messed up. we could probably. If anybody's sneaky here, it's going to be the guards. So. I mean, the prisoners, if we go and try to talk to the prisoners and everything's just as it seems in this prison revolt, they'll just shoot at us.
Right.
I mean, if it's not a prison revolt, they'll
shoot at us.
Huh?
And the guards will shoot at us.
Well, nah, the guards will... Well, if I were the guards, I would bank on my more reputable status. If... I mean, the two options are guards bad, prisoners bad, right?
Right.
So, if I were the guards, I would not shoot at us because I should have the benefit of the doubt, right? If I were the prisoners and I were revolting, I would shoot at us. If I weren't revolting and therefore the good guys, I would not shoot at us.
That's pretty good logic. I call up to the chef.
Okay.
I want whatever instance on duty on communication to try and do an analysis of the... distress signal we got and see if they can figure out whose voice it is by matching against all the voice prints of the people either who are prisoners or administrators of the penal colony.
Why don't they block the walkie-talkies or whatever these guards have?
That would be a loss of initiative. We don't do that type of thing.
Okay.
I thought about us trying to do that, but
we could certainly, you know, step out into the clearing and talk to the prisoner. So at least
you're still at the front, looking.
Yeah. So if the attack begins, which of them do you want me to stun?
I'm not like I thought now.
Because I can easily whoever
stands to me being the most aggressive.
Oh, well, I think the people who are lurking in the woods and charging are probably going to be the ones.
Let's go ahead and get into the clearing before we.
Here we go.
So, you know, about half a dozen things are being. Come on, hit the suit guy in there and drop him immediately.
Hmm.
And then there seems to be.
Wasn't much.
So, when you see him rush out, there are about a dozen of them. As he goes to the entrance.
I'm going to hail him.
Okay.
Go. I yell, "This is the Federation. Hold it right there." Whatever. Ensign. For Dinor Pertham of the U.S., blah, blah, blah.
Second in command of this place. You like that, right? Okay.
Make a command.
I just want to make sure that I can definitely be heard.
Right.
Okay. What's that, presence?
Yeah.
Yeah. Seven.
Okay, two people notice you. And one of them fires at you, like,
but they, am I sure they heard me?
Yeah, two people heard you turn and one of them fired. And immediately the other one. What's he going to do?
And the other one tell him not to shoot at the Federation?
Well, actually, I didn't know you. You stepped out, right?
I didn't want to step out.
Oh, alright, so he doesn't do that. So what am I firing at you?
I wanted to yell.
Right,
you FBI, yelled. FBI, stop!
True. But he misses. Because he doesn't really see where you are. Meanwhile, the other ones are going into the game. So what is that? There's someone out here. And, four of them stop. So four of them are outside.
I say they appear to be firing on me. Oh, was they stun bolts or not?
Yeah.
I say they appear to be firing, but trying to stun me, which is now deadly force. And I'm gonna step out and let them see the Starfleet uniform.
To recall the other.
Bring the guards up. Okay, I'll say once again, this is blah 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 of. The Federation, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
And who are you?
Step over and can see you. This is Ray Cryer, head of security.
It's
the lowest class.
It's Ray Cryer, head of security, I say. I step on out. I'll have my weapon won't be out, okay. And I'll step out. And I'll be ready to talk.
So he weighs down his head. Now they see the Federation. Yeah, uniform. Oh, the prisoner's gonna kind of hold the one head. And they all. They're no longer fighting on the head. So, do you move up?
Sure.
You hear a fade of fire inside the cage.
I took out the two guys that we took out, but they just stand there.
Yeah, they're just gone.
I'll ask as I walk up, I'll slap my communicator and say, "Sir, should they withdraw their men?"
Yes.
Please withdraw your men immediately.
Starfleet has no jurisdiction.
I make my Starfleet regulations.
I have my orders.
From whom?
The warden.
Directly?
Yes.
Excellent.
I only get a law Starfleet regulation.
I only get 6 on my Starfleet regulations.
6. Starfleet has jurisdiction. From
I get a 12.
You'll probably be reporting that.
And does Donald have a loophole?
If you
think I'm just stressing out.
That's what you can be here. If you believe the if you actually believe the warden and the rest of the town hasn't compromised, you start with his last name to go since there is no planetary government here.
Do you explain that, Donald, or do you just give that to yourself?
No, I'll tell you.
We do have.
I'm going to go ahead and go in the cave and say.
Okay. Be careful.
I head into the cave.
Someone should go with you. Make sure you don't get shot by the.
Okay. Him.
Okay. No one's dead.
We do have jurisdiction if the.
Don't worry, you got armor also. All the matter.
So, I'll ask Ted. So, a bunch of, you know, uppity goddamn prisoners getting mouthy, or what's going on?
Dude.
I kind of leveled them on a thug to thug.
Just a group of prisoners on the stage of a small revolt and led to the jungle. We've been trapping them for a couple of days.